Have you learned anything today? If you have kids, you may have learned a new TikTok dance, or perhaps they taught you a quicker way to access something on your phone. My girls teach me stuff all the time, so I'm in a constant state of learning. I'm sure you parents can relate. Why is learning on my mind? Because it's back to school. Break out the books, laptops, and freshly sharpened pencils, and get those kiddos ready to learn. What about us? Are we ready to learn today? There's always something new to discover, and God has something for us if we'll look for it each new day. Have you seen the new images from the James Webb Space Telescope? It's an infrared telescope that captures light that is invisible to the human eye. Astronomers are blown away by the breathtaking new images of planets close to Earth, as well as never before seen images of galaxies far away. What if, though, those same astronomers with this new telescope decided that's all we need to know? Those crazy, amazing images of Saturn are all we need. No need to see or look anymore. Put the cap on the lens. We've got it all figured out now. We've seen it all. We know it all. Turn off the light, close the door, and walk away. After seeing what this telescope can do, would the world sit idly by and accept that? No way! Keep looking, keep searching, keep learning. Then why do we, as believers, often barely scratch the surface of the vast depth of Scripture? We know John 3:16 and maybe a few others. We've sat in some Sunday school classes. We attended Vacation Bible School when we were kids. We've done a few Bible studies over the years and may or may not catch a sermon on Sundays. We're good. Jesus loves me and I'm supposed to love others. The end, right? Then we're fine to simply put our Bible on a shelf and not open it for weeks, months, maybe even years. We look around, scratching our heads, wondering why culture is influencing the church more than the church is influencing culture. Depression and anxiety are rampant. Everybody's angry, and we've never been more divided. Worldviews have been created apart from the wisdom and way and word of God. Oh, we're all learning new things every day, but most of it isn't coming from the truth of God. Think of where you spend your time learning and whose voice you're listening to. God, forgive us. People of God, it's time to get back to learning God's way over the worlds. We need to rebuild the spiritual foundation of our hearts and strengthen the spiritual integrity of our families and our lives with the truth of God's word. I was inspired by the Old Testament prophet Ezra. That is the very thing he was called to do as he led a wave of Jewish people from captivity in Babylon back to Jerusalem. The nation of Israel needed to be retaught the truths of God's law. So what did Ezra do? He got back to learning. Ezra 7:10. For Ezra had devoted himself to the study and observance of the law of the Lord and to teaching its decrees and laws in Israel. Ezra dug deep into Scripture and devoted himself to learning God's ways through his word so he could live it out and then teach it to the Jewish people. They needed to be taught what was true. Ezra was disciplined and obedient, and as a result, dramatic changes took place in the nation because of his commitment to and learning of the law of the Lord. How committed are we to learn? Do we devote ourselves to not only study God's word daily, but to live it out? It's not about picking and choosing the best phrases to defend a position. It's hiding the living and active word of God, Genesis to Revelation, in our hearts. As we do, we will be renewed and transformed by it. That's the truth. Let's get back to learning. There is so much more God has for each of us to discover. I'm Lori Klein.